Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, with Liberation Day, as it's so called, upon us, US President Donald Trump is expected to apply import taxes on goods going to the US from around the world in a White House statement at 9 p.m. later this evening. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said the looming tariffs are the most serious issue to face the Irish economy, adding that the scale of tariffs will be very significant. The government's strategy here in response to the US trade tariffs is to optimise the protection of Irish jobs, he said. Well, Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise with special responsibility for trade promotion, Niamh Smith of Fianna Fáil, joins me now. And shortly we'll get reaction from the Social Democrats TD, Sinéad Gibney. But Minister Niamh Smith, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
We're all waiting with bated breath, as it were. What impact do you think the tariffs will have?
Well, as you say, the Trump administration are called a Liberation Day, but here in Ireland, it's a very dark day, really, to see something like this happening. As the Taoiseach alluded to himself this morning, the darkest day in a long, long time and possibly a generation here in Ireland. And I suppose the impact ultimately is around jobs and around manufacturing, and particularly the pharma sector. That's the sector that we're most concerned about today. And I suppose it's important just to remind your listeners, Cormac, that Ireland is actually the sixth largest source of foreign direct investment into the US, which has a value of $351 billion. So I think that has to have an impact on the Trump administration. I think his whole election mantra right up to coming into office was that, you know, he was going to make America great again. And his view of that world is that the way to do that is protectionism.
Yeah, and why are you most concerned, may I ask, about the pharma sector of all other sectors? Is it because of its dominance in the Irish market, or why there are job losses feared there? Why do you single that out?
Well, I single it out, I suppose, because we have a huge cohort of people and industries, people particularly working in that area here in Ireland. There's, I think, between 50 and 80,000 people employed in that particular area. And if the pharma sector is hit with tariffs, it can have serious implications. But again, I'm trying to be optimistic and not unrealistically optimistic.
But
in the sense
that I think you are being realistic, because the Taoiseach Simon Harris said yesterday that it, under the worst case scenario, pharma exports from Ireland could halve in 5 years under these tariffs.
Yes, and I suppose that's just something that unfortunately we can't really predict what the Trump administration is doing in terms of preparing for that. Simon Harris has the government trade forum established. I actually sit on that along with the senior minister in the department, Minister Burke, and with a number of other ministers. But we have all of the SecGens within every department. But we also have people representing Board BIA, Enterprise Ireland, IDA, and all of, I suppose, the stakeholders that can be feed into, I suppose, the government, that we can try and protect and that we can try and galvanise our sector and the various sectors
pharma,
that might be impacted.
Then, Minister, apart from pharma, what other sectors are of concern?
Well, I mean, we can see how the steel and aluminium and all of those, but also I have to say that within services as well, there's a concern that it's not just products, but it's also services and how that might be impacted during this Liberation Day and whatever Mr. Trump might decide or President Trump might decide to announce. Within Ireland, to go back to the pharma piece again, 80% of our pharmaceutical exports to the US, I just wanted to say this piece, that they're not completely finished products. So in other words, it is important to say that this is going to have a massive effect on his own people in the States. So it's very hard to see how, for once, I would actually agree with Michael O'Leary. He'll make these changes. He will see how they land. I don't believe that they'll land very well within his own citizenship across America as well, because ultimately, while the pharma is a big sector here and the sector that we're probably most concerned about at the moment, for those products that go to the States, there are only components. So there's a finishing off piece that has to be done on all those medicines
in
the States.
Yeah, and there is a Trump slump already in the markets. We're seeing that, but it seems he's willing to put up with short-term pain, at least. You were meeting with Irish whiskey distillers, I think. What did they have to say to you?
Well, again, they sit at the forum, the government trade forum, and like every sector, whether it be agri sector, the food sector, the enterprise sector, they're all very concerned. But the whisky sector, yes, absolutely. And I suppose if that to be the case, government will have to work even more closely with our European partners, which to be fair, they are already doing as well. And I think it is wonderful to see the collaborative approach that our ministers and cabinet are taking with our member states through the European Union. And of course, Ursula von der Leyen has Europe's back. It has Ireland's back. And of course, we stand to be the most exposed through all of this because we do provide that gateway into the European Union. But we are obviously, we do hold and host a lot of the European, the American companies here in Ireland as well.
And in one sense, we've been through this before with Brexit. We stood shoulder to shoulder with all the other member states of the European Union and the infrastructure of the Union as well. But there was, am I right in saying there was a bilateral between the US and Ireland yesterday?
I can't actually confirm that for you, Cormac, but what I can say is after our trade forum on meeting on Friday, the Taoiseach will then go to Luxembourg and he will also obviously meet with our counterparts out there, and obviously the Commissioner, Maurice Šestakovic, will be holding those talks. I do think that what's really important to say here, particularly for your listeners, this Irish government is not going to take knee-jerk reactions. You have two heads of state, and I mean the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, who will act in a very calm, cool, collected manner to box clever in this situation to protect the Irish interests.
What's the timeline on that then? How long before we react?
I think it'll be quite. We have a 30-day window. Okay, that's important to say that these negotiations can take place with the Trump administration. But I mean, Ireland or the European Union is not going to hang around for 30 days making up their mind as to what they're going to do. I think you will see reaction and maybe countermeasures put in place after that meeting in Luxembourg. And I think you will see movement quickly enough. But as I said, there isn't going to be the need.
Let me ask
reaction.
You this. Are counter tariffs on spirits, for example, or agri-foods off the table? Because we're hearing that could be counterproductive.
Look at it, the whole thing is counterproductive, Cormac, in that sense.
Those particularly, counter tariffs in those areas.
I can't comment on that, to be honest with you.
But would you like it to be off the table?
Listen, nobody wants to be having tariffs on any sector, and I'm not going to get into the specifics on the programme which you hear now.
But these sectors in particular, they have said that it might be counterproductive to have counter tariffs. Yeah. So is that something that the government accepts and is lobbying the European Union on?
The government, I would say to you, all cards are on the table as to what they will or what they won't do. I think it'd be too early to say when we haven't actually even seen where the tariffs are going to be implemented.
That's still an option then?
I would say yes until I'm fully briefed after the government trade forum on Friday. And as I said, I don't think there'll be any clear decisions made ahead of the actual announcement by the Trump administration tonight.
Okay. Can I ask you finally then what the damage is in terms of jobs lost? Because I heard Minister Pascal Dunne, who we all did, give the range of up to 80,000 job losses as a result of these tariffs. But I just wonder, are they direct jobs as far as you're concerned, or could there be even more if you count knock-on effects?
Well, I have the same figures as yourself. I think between 50 and 80,000 jobs. But at the same time, I think it is important to say that the government will be doing everything to prevent job losses, that we're trying our very best and going to be trying our very best not to head into that direction and to recalibrate, if you like, how our exports and where our exports are going, and to strengthen new trade agreements, whether it be with Canada or with the other member states. I think that will be the priority for government.
Okay, and it's interesting that that's the way to go, to find new markets, to protect Irish jobs and so on. It mightn't be as easy as that for every single sector, but the government is on it, you say. Minister Neil Smith, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Cormac.
That's Minister for of State for Trade Promotion, Neil Smith of Fianna Fáil. I'm joined now by Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats. You're very welcome, Sinead.
Thanks, Cormac.
What's your response to what the Minister has been saying?
Yeah, I think it's great to hear, for example, that there's going to be exploration of the other markets. I think that's the kind of strategic thinking we need to see. I mean, obviously, in the Social Democrats, we're very concerned about Irish jobs, about the Irish economy, about Irish consumers as well. So it's really important that we see the government use their influence in Europe to specifically represent the Irish interests. And I don't think that's an easy job to do. Mm-hmm. I think people have been comparing this situation to Brexit, but it's much more complex than Brexit. I mean, Brexit, we were the main player being represented by Europe, essentially, whereas mm-hmm. now Europe and all member states within Europe are uniquely, everybody is going to be affected by this in different ways. So we are competing.
Just to be nuanced about it as well, and what the government are saying, and Minister Peter Burke on Primetime yesterday, he's saying it's not jobs that will be gone that are here already, it's jobs that could be created and that might not be created, up to the tune of 80,000 or so. And the Taoiseach spoke about this in the Dáil yesterday. It's future investment really that's at stake here.
Yeah, exactly. Investors get nervous when there's any uncertainty. So they're not. It's not just that they're not going to be investing here in Ireland. They're not going to be investing anywhere. I mean, they're not going to be investing in the States yet until they know for sure that this is actually going to hold. So, I mean, to move a manufacturing plant is going to take a couple of years. So there's no way that you're going to see these companies upping roots and relocating until they're certain that these tariffs, A, are going to stay or are going to start, and then B, stay in place. Because obviously what we've seen with Trump up to this point has been a lot of stop-start kind of behaviour, announcing tariffs, pulling them back, reimposing them. So that kind of certainty, or the uncertainty rather, is what's making the markets nervous. It's what will refrain investment for now.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way it's going to play out.
So in one way then, when the European Union says we won't give a knee-jerk response, in that window then, after 9 p.m. tonight, until the European Union makes up its mind, there's still uncertainty there. Isn't there?
Absolutely. I think there is. And I think it's really important that we keep our heads right now, both at domestic and European level, because we don't know what's happening. And what I've tried to also highlight is that there is a wider context indeed for the president himself, because the markets are getting shaky, and he may say that he's just going to hold firm and take the hit domestically. But I don't know how long he's going to be able to do that, or how long his supporters will let him do that. He's got a lot of turmoil at domestic level. There's a lot of job losses from the Doge cuts, for example, the US aid, and also just civil liberty issues.
But in a way, that's their basket to look after, isn't it? What should the European Union do as far as you're concerned?
Well, it is their basket, but it will... obviously, what Trump does is all impacted by what his base thinks. So I do think domestic issues can impact on what Trump will do.
I know, but we can't control that, is my point.
Absolutely.
So what would we do? What would you like us to do?
Well, I think I really think it's important that we don't get dragged into tit for tat. What we potentially will do then is bring in sectors that are not necessarily otherwise going to be targeted by Trump. So I do think the example of the whiskey producers here is really important as an example of that. But that's a hard one for Ireland to do, because obviously we are a small player within a much bigger European market. So I do think we also, as Ireland, need to look to, for example, other countries which have similar farm exports like Germany and Denmark. And we do indeed need to look at the markets and supply chains within Europe that can help us to take some of this fallout,
Last week, fundamentally here, the US is saying, look, Ireland is operating a tax scam, which is being refuted by Ireland many, many times. But Howard Lutnick, the US Commerce Secretary, has said Ireland is his favourite tax scam. But if you take the hyperbole away, and Ireland has done nothing legal, do you agree that Ireland has been facilitating legal tax avoidance that is simply not right for a party on the left? Would you agree?
Yes, I do think that there's major issues with the tax framework that we have had in place over the last number of decades. And that is one of the reasons why it will be hard for Irish negotiators within the EU, because I know there is discontent amongst other EU member states about how Ireland has approached this whole issue. So they are going to be a little less tolerant, I would imagine, of us expressing our concerns within that context. There's just no question about that.
So how do you reframe that then? How do you say what we've done is right?
Well, I mean, you can reframe all you want, but I think the facts are there. I mean, we have official GDP figures from 2024 of 762 billion, but we know that the GNI is 594 billion. And what that gap is the footprint of profit shifting. So that is exactly why we are more vulnerable than elsewhere.
Nothing illegal here.
No, absolutely nothing illegal, but it is a vulnerability that we've always known is there and one that is now ripe to be exploited by Donald Trump. And that's exactly what's happening. So I think the only thing we can potentially say within the European context is highlighting that weakness. But as I've said, I don't think that's going to win us any friends or favours, because okay. I think they've always had an intolerance for that.
Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed. A listener to 51551 says, Trump will walk back the tariffs after a few days. His only gimmick is asking for more than he wants. Then he looks like he compromised but gets what he really wanted. It's a cliche, says that listener.